Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Now, here's Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is your show host, Randy Fine. Today we have the incredible Laura Lee back with us. It's always an exciting show when she comes, and we always have lots of callers who would like to speak with her. And today we're really going to talk about something very important. Basically, and Laura will explain this more, but we're really going to talk about kind of getting moving, getting unstuck from where we are. So let's get started so we have plenty of time to do this. And I'll bring Laura on now. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you,
too. Happy New Year to you. You know, we didn't talk since last year, and it just seems like the time flies, doesn't it?
Unbelievable.
It just seems like yesterday. Yeah, right. But, you know, today's subject matter I thought would be poignant to discuss on air with everybody is about keeping our New Year resolutions, because this is about the time we start to wean away from those, or some people even have given up even deciding they're going to have resolutions because they don't seem to work. Because it's about a month into the new year right now, and some people are just like, heck with it, you know, it's not gonna happen, you know, things aren't moving fast enough, and in the physical world, it does kind of seem to move a little bit slow, but there's things we can do to kind of shift that for ourselves to make things start to happen and take place, and it requires a little bit of effort on our part. So we're going to talk about some of those things. Does that sound good?
Yes. Very, very important that we talk about that.
Keeping our New Year's resolution. So some of the things I channeled, Randy, that I think to share with our audiences is some facts that the angel shared with me that I thought were important to preface before we share what everybody can do to keep on track. And that is...
Okay.
First of all, just realize you're never going to have enough time to fit in your resolution. You're just going to have to accept that fact. It's, you know, you're always going to make excuses that there's not enough time. And that's where we have to make sure to schedule aside a little bit of our time in our day to commit towards our resolution or whatever your goal is that you've been focused on or thinking, you know, it's been inspired within you to go into a particular direction, but to commit a certain time of your day, each day, schedule it into your calendar to commit to it. And I think that's really important to say. The second thing that I was channeled is that you're going to have some setbacks. That's a given, okay? So plan on it. But remember, each and every time those setbacks happen and you start to feel deflated, just remember to recommit. So there's a saying, I think it was Churchill that said, never, ever give up. Never, ever give up. Because, you know, you just never know when the opportunity or the door is going to open for you. Okay?
Okay.
The third statement that they, you know, the third point that they made through me was that you'll have naysayers. You're going to have those people around you that aren't going to believe in you and your ability to achieve a resolution. It's a given, okay? So there's also a quote that I channeled down here. It says, don't throw your pearls to the swines. Have you ever heard that one?
No, that's a new one.
Oh, it is? Okay, so don't
throw
out your
pearls
to the swine. So basically, you know, keep your resolution, keep your goal within. You know, those are valuable jewels, you know, that Spirit's given you. And keep it within yourself, or only share it with those that whose love and support you towards this resolution, towards this goal, until it manifests, okay? So those are three very important points I think we have to keep in mind before I start to share with you some of the things we can do on an etheric level, working with spirits, working with our angels and our guides in order to manifest some of the resolutions that we feel guided to achieve in our lives, okay? And so this can encompass a healthy relationship. This can encompass our perfect health. This also can encompass a new job. Okay, so let's think about those things before we start to go into some of the other points that will help us manifest our resolutions that don't require much physical effort. It just requires a lot of mental effort and, you know, reprogramming our minds in order to accept the fact and believe in ourselves to move forward. So,
right, and that's not always an easy thing to do because we can't see it,
no,
we don't know it. Right.
And we have to believe it to achieve it. Really, we do. So, so I hear we got callers standing by.
Oh, yes, we do. You ready to start? Let's see.
Yeah,
all right.
Go for it.
Okay. Our first caller, oh, okay. Our first caller is from area code 443, which I know as Baltimore because I have the same on my cell phone. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you from?
This is Kathy from Maryland.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
What is your question for Laura?
Well, I feel stuck. Like I all of a sudden, I just feel like nothing's going right. And I've been, like, on my spiritual journey for, like, 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and what do you mean, how do you define spiritual journey for you, Kathy?
Well, I would say, like, taking classes and reading books and wanting to do something of service.
Right. Let me ask you this, Kathy. I see that you're also, you know, you have lots of angels around you, so I'm assuming you're calling them forth because I see them around you. Some people have one or two, but you've got a whole host of them. Is that true? Are you calling upon them?
Yeah, like I call on a lot of them every day to help me.
Okay,
make,
so
you know,
I want you to understand, when you stated that you felt stuck, you got to trust that sometimes things are aligned exactly where they are supposed to be right now. So there's something there in your, you know, situation right now that's just holding you in this pattern at the moment for you to see something. Speaking of which, I have the perfect angel message for you on my website. So it's actually about that subject matter. That you might want to check out. It's about being flexible. So it means that sometimes, you might have to do some things in order to move forward that you aren't used to doing, okay? So or, you know, your thought patterns or doing something out of the box that you wouldn't normally do. Okay, so, and exploring some new ideas that you hadn't explored yet. Okay, but Kathy, as I see this, I always feel like, too, there's something to do with studying some healing modality, like a hands-on healing program.
Well, yeah, I've already done Reiki. Right.
Yeah, and are you, and you're not a master yet, though, right?
No, I don't know. Reiki doesn't, I mean, it's okay, but I feel like there should, I don't know why I keep thinking there should be something more.
Well, I think you've got to go all the way and then you'll see, because I feel like it's tied into it. And I feel like it's also, that's why I'm saying, it just, you have to keep going forward, and it might feel a little uncomfortable because it's out of the norm. It's not a, what's the word for it?
Tangible?
It's not traditional, you know?
Okay.
And so, you know, you're kind of concerned about what other people are going to think because it seems so out there and so woo-woo, you know? But this kind of form of healing is becoming more practiced and more accepted in mainstream society. So I would go in that direction because I feel like also it's going to open up a psychic ability that lies latent with inside of you to help people in that way. And
do you know if, like, for the Reiki master, if $500 is about right for the class?
You know what? I'm a master. I think if that's part of your block is the financial aspect of it, do your research. There's other masters out there who could probably, you know, afford, or maybe you can negotiate, you know, some sort of bargaining with them, you know, and bargain with them and work out a deal, or find somebody else that's more affordable for you, okay? But listen to your heart. Don't go with the money, okay? Don't go as far as the money is concerned, but listen to and resonate who resonates with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think all this ties together, okay? So,
you know,
these things will bring much.
It might be the
go ahead.
Too. You know? It might be just and just, you know, trying to get some sun and get outside.
Mm-hmm. Well, then start to move your energy too, and that's why I said it's really interesting. You need to read the angel message about the angel of flexibility, and sometimes even just moving our body, you know, sometimes shifts our mental capacity and our spiritual outlook, you know, allowing that insight to come in and move us a little bit more towards the direction we're supposed to go. So you might want to check that out at mediumlarlee.com. Okay, and it's also on my Facebook page.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Kathy.
For calling in,
Kathy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
Would you like to take another caller, or you want to talk some more?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Okay. This is area code 949. Are you there, and what is your name? Good morning. Are you there? Good morning. Okay. Let's move on.
Right.
Okay. This is area code 805. Good morning. Are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. My name's Donna.
Good morning. What is your name?
Donna.
What is it?
Hi,
I'm
Donna.
Sorry. Oh, Donna.
Hi.
Okay.
Donna.
Donna. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, Laura.
And what is your question for Laura?
Hi, Laura. I wanted to know, I would like to be in a committed relationship that leads into marriage, hopefully. And I wanted to know if you see this happening for me. I'm not in a relationship right now.
Donna, are you in California?
I am. I'm in Santa Barbara.
Okay. You are. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw that pop up on the map while I was sitting here tuned in. And are you communicating with anybody on the East Coast, Donna?
No,
or
I
had
am
in
communicating
the past.
I'm communicating with a fellow named Bob, and he's in Los Angeles.
I'm sorry, he's in what?
Los Angeles. He's about 2.5 hours away.
Okay, but I feel like there was somebody, I don't know if this is in the past or, you know, it's something in the future, but I sent somebody on the East Coast. Did you at one time have a connection to somebody?
At one time there was an elderly gentleman that I was good friends with, but he passed away.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Well, then that must be the energy I'm sensing, okay, because I feel like he is so present. Okay, around your sphere, okay? And do you care for elderly on a regular basis or did? Yes, okay.
I do care for elderly. I haven't in a while, though. I'm still looking for work doing that.
Okay, well, I feel like you're going to have another opportunity that's going to put you in a position to connect with somebody. Bob in L.A. is great, okay, for right now, okay? But from my understanding, something's going to take you into a location, and you're going to have to travel, okay, in order to support somebody in that regard. And that's what I'm getting from this gentleman, because he just adored you. Love, 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 okay? And he knows that you really desire this connection with somebody. He's going to put you in a place where you're going to connect with somebody one-on-one, okay? And I just want you to be open to it and just keep sending it out there. But pay attention to what I'm about to say today about keeping New Year resolutions, okay? And some of the tool sets I'm going to give you that will help manifest the perfect love. There's also a great book out there by Sandra Ann Taylor. I highly recommend it. Sandra Ann Taylor wrote a book about secret attractions, I think it is. I'll post it on, just to make sure I got the title right, I'm going to post it on my Facebook page for you, okay? So go check it out, Psychic Medium Laura Lee, and I'll post it after the show, okay?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Donna?
Yes, thank you very much, and I've heard nothing
okay,
but great
Happy
things
New
about
Year.
You. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Theta 5, okay. All right, so let's chat some more.
let's talk about some of the ways that spirit can get involved in our lives to help manifest some of our resolutions, to make it a little bit easier on us, okay? And, you know, if we take the time to involve our support team on the other side, and I usually use my angels that are here to support me because they're the messengers between the go-between. Between the creator, if you want to call it the creator or God, I don't care what you call it, but, you know, angels are depicted in all holy texts out there. So there's got to be something to it if all the religions see some sort of aid or guidance in our day-to-day lives. So anyway, this is how I work it with my guides and my angels. First of all, you got to use your power, okay? And we each have the ability to see it, okay? And if you can't see it or visualize that what you want to achieve, pretend you can, okay? Just like you were as a little kid, pretend, okay? So I want you to take a moment and just visualize your resolution as if it's already done. So if it's a job, if it's a manifestation of a you know, relationship, if it's, you know, you want to complete a book, all right, I'm just giving you examples, visualize it as if it is done. Very easy. Everybody, if you can do that now, do it, okay? So we'll walk through the experience together. The second thing that really works is affirm in the present tense, it is already done. And I always say thank you for helping me accomplish blah, blah, blah. Let's say thank you for bringing in this wonderful, gentle spirit of a man into my life, okay, if it's a relationship. I'm speaking to Donna right now, okay? And if you can, you know, if you're around people, do it within, you know, telepathically send that message out there. okay? If you are in the shower alone and nobody's around, say it out loud. Hold your hands up in the air and scream it, you know? The more passion you give to it, the quicker you're going to start seeing signals and signs for the miracles to manifest. So those two things. First, visualize it, and while you're visualizing it, affirm it as it is done. Not the steps in between. Don't get caught up in your head about how it's going to happen or how you're going to do it. Just affirm it. It is done. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
And I know we all know this stuff, but it's just the act of doing it, okay? And sooner or later, you're going to find yourself, you know, people are going to start to come in. The resources are going to become available. You're starting to see signs, and it's going to jazz you up and start to feel the energy within you to move forward in that direction. But those two things, and I've got a couple more for you throughout the hour that
can I ask you a question, Laura? Can we manifest for others?
Yeah, but it's going to be a little bit slower, okay? And
okay.
It will happen if their soul agrees to that direction. Okay, so their soul on some level has to accept it too. So I always go within and I ask on a soul level if this is good for this person. I recommend karmically that you just wish them peace, love, and joy. Because that's what we're all seeking in the end. We're seeking the peace, the love, and the joy in our lives. And sometimes we think, you know, some tangible item's going to bring us that solace, and it's not. So my recommendation for others in our lives is to wish them that peace, that love, and that joy on their journey, and then whatever it is their soul desires will manifest, okay? That's a great question, though, Randy.
Okay, that's great. All right, let's see. You ready to take another caller?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okie dokie. This is area code 212. Good morning. What is your name?
Oh, hi. It's Suzanne from New York City.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
How are you?
Hey, how are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm good. How are you? It's been a long time since I've heard from you.
I know, and things are going well. Your guidance was really invaluable in terms of like moving forward professionally and kind of clearing out some stuff. So yeah, everything's been really good. So you haven't heard from me because I haven't needed
a
lot more. So I'm happy. Yeah. So that's kind of the best non-contact you can hope for, right?
Yeah, it is, because it means things have been happening, right?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Yeah, so I just had a question on kind of how to move forward with a gentleman named Edward.
God, I knew it was going to be love life.
Yeah, well, right, everything else is a little easier to control and kind of there's action items for work and for other things. And so, especially in New York City, this is a little more challenging, I think.
Right,
our relationships
right.
are a little more challenging because of all, like, the stimuli and stuff
it is everywhere.
Yeah,
you know, love
the
is,
overstimulation.
Love
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So how to proceed with Edward specifically, or where you think it's going to head, right?
I think so. He's someone who's kind of been in my life for a while, and I think we're just really kind of wrapping something up, and I think we both feel strong ties to each other, but are moving on
it's
as well.
It's hard to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Right. Well, here's my best recommendation with this kind of situation, okay? And it came to me as soon as you said his name, okay?
Sure.
Is Suzanne, I'm going to walk you through this exercise real quickly, and for anybody else who's struggling with a relationship, this is the best thing to do, okay? Is just close your eyes for a second, Suzanne, and visualize him standing right before you, okay? And, you know, there's a tug, a pull back and forth. Like, you guys have broke up before. You come back together.
Yep.
You broke up before. And I feel like this, it's constant seesaw, okay? So what, that's part of that reason is because you're such a strong spirit yourself, okay? So you guys kind of match each other. You're like giving him a taste of his own medicine, okay? So what I recommend that you do is just take a deep inhale and pull light in. Just visualize the white light over the top of you too, okay, coming down over the top of you. And I recommend you just pull in that white light through the crown of your head, and on the exhale, blast him with love. And just say, I love you, and I send you off with peace of love and joy, okay? And it doesn't mean you're going to send him off. Just say, I bless you with peace, love, and joy, and just see him dissolve in the white light. That things take care of themselves without you trying to get your head in there and trying to manipulate it, okay?
Okay.
Like, I should call him at this time, or I should text him
these words.
Do you know what
saying?
And
yeah,
completely. And allow spirit to take care. Okay, and then things will magically coalesce or fall apart. No matter what's supposed to happen, you'll just trust in the process that unfolds, okay? Because I think you guys will have a long-term relationship. And I know you said he's been in your life a long time. But I just see that it will continue that way, okay? In whatever form you guys choose, but I think you'll find peace with it. So I want you to keep blessing him the way that I just showed you, and just let it be, okay? And you'll find that if you continue to do this, you'll get out of your head and back into your heart, and you'll know exactly what to do at the right time, okay? Now, Suzanne, let me ask you this. Was there a connection with somebody who was a superior, like a boss-type figure, in your life in the past that you had a connection to or romantic?
I wonder if you're picking up on his one of his best friends was the head of our company at one point. But we never, there was never a relationship,
but
or we were never intimate.
There was romantic inclinations, right?
Possibly that were never acted on.
Yeah, that were never acted on. Okay, there's your confirmation. Okay, because your spirit, your angel, the confirmation about what to do with Edward, okay? Because I think you'll find that it'll be much easier of a process for the two of you to make clear decisions from the heart and what's best for the highest good for both of you. Okay, so the romantic inclination statement was just a confirmation to what I just gave you about what to do with Edward. Okay.
Okay.
And I think you'll find I think you will find that it'll be an easier process and things will unfold gently for both of you. Okay.
Yeah. So, but there was no kind of messages about why we just couldn't.
I think you guys might, honey. The thing why it wouldn't work is because you give him a taste of his own medicine. He doesn't know how to handle that. Okay, so
just
let it be. Okay, and you know what? If anything, you guys have a great relationship as friends too, and that will continue always, okay? So I just want you to continue doing what I said and then see what manifests. So let me know, okay? Keep me posted.
Great,
right?
Thank you. Okay.
You take care, Suzanne.
Thanks.
It was lovely hearing from you. Happy
you
New Year.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling in.
Bye. How we got with time right now?
Well, it's 11:30. We need to kind of wrap things up at about 11:40. So, do you want to fit in one caller quickly?
Let's say one thing real quickly.
Okay.
Before we talked about manifesting resolutions, okay, we talked about seeing it or visualizing it and hearing it and affirming everything in the present tense. The second thing, which I was just trying to describe to Suzanne, was feeling it in your heart. So I always recommend that, you know, see the light. See yourself standing in this light like it's the sun coming down upon you and taking a deep inhale and then breathing light into it and sending it off. Like you have no attachment, okay? Just allowing it to be present right here and handing it over to the light, to spirit, to work on your behalf so that you can move day to day without any stress and anxiety, okay? Because the moment we have this attachment, we have these high expectations, and we get so hard on ourselves for not doing the right thing or making the time, but things will start to unfold for themselves. So I thought it was important to talk about feeling it from your heart and saying it from that place with total love instead of just saying it. Do you understand what
right.
I'm saying? So putting some energy and power behind it.
Right. I do understand that. I do understand.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, this was a good point to bring it up since we were talking to Suzanne about her love life.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, if we got another caller, Brandy,
yeah,
let's go for it real
yeah,
quickly.
Yeah, we have
and then
one
we'll
more caller.
Okay.
Okay. This is from area code 815. Our newest
uh-huh.
caller. Good morning. Hello.
Oh, I can barely hear them.
Good morning.
Hello.
We can't hear you.
Hello.
Yes. Hi. What is your name?
Maria.
Oh, hi, Maria.
Hi,
okay.
Maria. Oh, now you're totally clear.
Okay. Sorry.
That's all right. Maria, where are you from?
New York.
New York. We got another New Yorker.
Hmm. Yes.
What is your question for Laura?
I was actually just calling because I'm in a almost 9-year marriage, and I've been finding out things lately about my husband, you know, as far as finances and him being deceptive and all this stuff. But I feel like as much as I'm taking two steps forward and finding things out, I'm like taking two steps back. And I was just wondering if there's going to be anything that I'll be finding out soon. Like, I've already made my decision as far as what I want to do. But it's just about finding out things, just to kind of like, I guess, give me that validation in a way, you know?
You mean as far as him, you mean as far as him not being loyal?
Loyal, loyal, finances, like, you name
uh-huh.
it. It's like
with relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think you already know, Maria, and as I say this, I also, as soon as you started talking, I got a woman who came up that seems really connected to you and is a guide, but I feel like there's a name connection, you know, as far as Maria is concerned, if that makes sense. Do you have a family member name that you were named after at one point?
Not that I know of, no.
Are you right-handed? Let me ask you this.
Yes, I'm right-handed.
Okay, because this could be a middle or first name, okay? So if you're right-handed, I'm seeing her come up on your left side, on your mother's side, okay? And I feel like she was connected to your maternal side, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, I'm going to put that there, okay, because she comes into your sphere as soon as you start talking, okay? So I get the sense that your decision's already made that you're going to move on from this relationship, and that's
right.
Sad. Okay, but he's not going to let you go that easily because I think there's kids involved. Is that true?
Yes, there is. Yes.
Okay. So you've already made up your decision even long before some of this information came out. So, and while I say that, somebody else in the family, I don't know, on his side of the family or your side of the family, somebody comes from a divorce background.
Yes, my parents.
Yeah, so it's you know, you're just kind of repeating a pattern from what you know.
Okay.
Okay, so, you know, these are things that you need to take a look at in order to shift your reality, meaning that you might want to change the pattern within your own, you know, programming, if you
right.
understand what
okay.
I'm talking about. Okay, so take
yep.
those notes down, but I got to tell you, there's somebody who's standing there who's given me all this information, and I wish you best on your journey. So, you know, this process is, you decide to go down this path, it's going to take a long time. The process is going to unfold slowly because he's not going to let go easily. I'm just going to say that. Okay?
Oh,
Maria,
okay.
I have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. Maria?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Have you considered if your husband is a narcissist?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, because that is my expertise. Look at my other shows. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Randi, R-A-N-D-I, hyphen
okay.
Fine, F-I-N-E. Listen to my shows on narcissistic personality disorder. You may get a lot of information there. This is what I do, and I'm writing a book about it, too. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Very good. Very
okay.
good.
All right.
Well,
okay.
Thank
right.
you so much.
I hope we have
Bye-bye.
Time to cover one last detail.
About 5 more minutes. Yeah, about 5 more minutes.
Okay, good. So what I want to point out is that over the last hour we've talked about keeping your New Year's resolutions, not letting them go, but keep focused. And it's very simple. First of all, I recommend just visualizing and affirming in the present tense. See it as it already is done. Affirm it out loud if you can in the present tense. I am blah, 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 a book author, okay? Or I have a wonderful, loving relationship, okay? I am 100% healthy. That's another thing. As a cancer survivor, there isn't a day that goes by I don't bless and thank the heavens for my perfect health. That's really, really important. And then we talked about feeling it through the heart, not just saying the words, but actually feeling it. So we talked about the light coming down and inhaling it and then exhaling it, that statement, that visualization with total love, because that's what's going to shift the reality, because you're sending that love and that passion through it. You do this long enough, you're going to know it. You're not only going to believe it, but you're going to just know it. And nobody else is going to tell you differently that this resolution, this goal of yours, is going to manifest itself. I highly recommend you do this before you go to bed at night, right before you wake up and start to go about your day. These are two important times for you to share with the universe, share with your goals out loud, share with your spirit guides or your angels to help manifest. And then I highly recommend anytime you catch yourself consciously during the day starting to fear the worst or things aren't going to happen or starting to get down upon yourself, to cancel it out and reaffirm, revisualize, re-feel that passion within you to keep moving forward. And these little steps each and every single day will start to snowball effect, and you'll start to see action around you. You'll start to see little tiny miracles to give you hope to keep moving forward. If this isn't enough, I highly recommend building yourself a treasure map. I don't know how many of you out there have heard about a treasure map, but you just basically cut out pieces of a magazine of things that remind you that you're heading in this direction, and you paste them onto a piece of paper and post this paper right in front of you somewhere where you go every day. Maybe it's in the bathroom mirror. And keeping it in a place that you can look at alone and know that, keeping that vision right in front of you physically, that you're heading in this direction to remind you to keep moving forward. So those are some simple tips in order to keeping your New Year resolutions on track. So I hope that helps.
Good advice.
And
yeah, I mean, some people call it a vision board. Some people, is this different than a vision board?
No, it's the same thing, and I think these days there's so many ways to get, accomplish it. And I bet you if you Google it, somebody on YouTube has got an example how to make a vision board
okay.
or a treasure map. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure they are. So, but anyway, I thank you again, Randi, for giving me this time to connect with our callers.
Oh, you are so welcome, Laura. It's always wonderful when you come on, and you help people so, so much. I thank you for that gift that you offer us on a monthly basis. And we have to reschedule for February. We don't actually not reschedule, but we have to schedule for February because I don't
mm-hmm.
have you down. But for the listeners, it's usually the last week, sometime the last week in February, and you can always go to my show page, blogtalkradio.com/Randi-Fine, and you'll see all the dates. And you can also go to my website, which I will tell you soon. But thanks, Laura. Stay well. I wish your daughter health, good health, and I hope she recovers quickly.
Thank you. Thank you, Randi. Happy New Year to you, and I wish you the best this year. Talk to you next month.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll email and we'll set dates, okay? Thanks. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com. Please visit my website, randygfine.com. Again, RANDIGFINE.com. There are lots and lots of articles, hundreds probably, for anything that could possibly interest you. I did mention to one of our callers that I am an expert on narcissistic personality disorder abuse. I have many, many shows on that topic. I've written many articles, and I'm actually writing a book now, which is going to be very, very updated and comprehensive. And to let you know, on the second Friday of every month, I will be taking your calls and answering your questions about your abuse issues with narcissism. I'm also a counselor. So this is a free service that I'm going to give you on the second Friday of every month. And the number to call in is 424-220-1801. So call in and get your questions answered. If you cannot call in at 11 a.m., you can always email me a letter ahead of time, which I will read on the air and answer your questions then and send you a link so that you can listen to it. Okay, so the other thing is I have a new Facebook page, Narcissistic Abuse Survivors United. So please check that out. Become a follower. I would like to see you there. And that's about it for today. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host, life issues counselor, and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RANDIGFINE.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Be the change. Be the change. Be the change. There's a better way.